This is Staying Connected, newsletter of the Oregon Talking Book and Braille Library, issue 70, spring 2018. Welcome to the Oregon Talking Book and Braille Library's newsletter, Staying Connected. This is our spring 2018 issue, recorded here at the State Library, and my name is Joel Henderson. And now, on to the news. Fond farewell to Mary Kay. On Tuesday, March 13th, our state librarian Mary Kay Dahlgreen was released from service by the governor. We here in Talking Books want to say thank you to Mary Kay for her 6 years of leadership as state librarian and express our appreciation for her commitment to Talking Books. Mary Kay's parting words to us were "keep being awesome," and we intend on doing just that. She had accepted that her time was done, but understood that the work of a library is never done, and that it is vital for each staff member to continuously show the value and importance of libraries to those we serve. Libraries are not just a group of people or a building, but a commitment to an informed and engaged community. Karen Agata, Program Manager of the Government Information and Library Services Division of the State Library, has stepped forward to serve as interim state librarian. The state has begun the process of a national recruitment for a new state librarian. We here in Talking Books ask you to join us in wishing Mary Kay all the very best. National Library Service Media Campaign. Over the past few months, the National Library Service, or NLS, has been running a national media campaign promoting the Talking Books program. The campaign includes TV and radio commercials encouraging people with print impairments to connect with their regional library. Some of you may have already seen or heard these commercials, featured on channels like the Hallmark Channel, History and Biography Channel, and PBS. The campaign must be working, because we have seen a significant uptick in the number of people contacting our library wanting information about how to sign up. The commercials run for 3 weeks on and then 3 weeks off, and there are definite waves of interest during those on weeks. We'd call that a success for sure. If you would like to watch the commercial yourself, you can find it on YouTube by searching for NLS Magical Moments. Feel free to share the video with friends and family on social media. Bard versus the Competition. These days, there are a variety of downloadable audiobook services for people with print impairments. Some are free, some have a cost, some have limits, and some don't. Let's see how our library's download service, Bard, stacks up next to some of the other popular options. This article contains a three-column comparison between Bard, Library2Go, and Audible. The first column, about Bard, indicates that Bard has no download limit, no wait lists, no due dates, is free, the Bard mobile app option for on-the-go listening, and that it has both audio and braille books available. The second column, about Library2Go, indicates that the service has checkout limits, copy limits, which equals wait lists, the fact that books expire after a while, it is free, and there is an OverDrive mobile app, and that you can get audio as well as ebooks. The last column regarding Audible indicates that the service has author-read books. It is based on a subscription plan, which costs money. There are monthly limits to the number of books that you can listen to. The books are limited to the Audible mobile app, and that it has audiobooks only. As you can see, in many ways, Bard is way ahead of the competition, with no limits, no waiting, and no cost. And as Bard adds more and more commercial audiobooks, some titles like James Comey's A Higher Loyalty, DB90517, are read by the author. Check out our website for more information about Bard and to create your Bard account today. New website update. A while back, we mentioned the State Library will be updating its website this year. Here is an update on our progress. The goal at this point is to have the new website go live in late summer or early fall. We will be setting up temporary URL redirects, so your browser bookmarks will still work for a time after the switch. However, once the new website goes live, we recommend updating your browser bookmarks to the new URLs to avoid any future issues. The new website will be task-driven, with a landing page that includes icons and links that correspond to the most common reasons people come to our website. It's a positive step forward, making our website much more user-friendly. A more definitive launch date will hopefully be available by our next newsletter, so stay tuned. Three ways to donate. There are three easy ways to donate to Talking Books: cash, check, and credit card. Gifts to Talking Books broaden the choices available to our users and are used to do all of the following: expand our collection of descriptive DVDs, record local interest books by Oregon authors, and make additional services like NFB Newsline available to our users. Your gifts, be they large or small, make a huge difference in the lives of many people. Reminders. Please do not put notes, donations, cash or checks, or anything else inside the container when you're returning a book, especially under the cartridge. Our book inspection process is such that we rarely find these notes, except by accident. Please send notes, donations, or other correspondence via letter. You can still use free matter postage by writing it on the envelope. If you put a book into your player and immediately hear the end of book announcement, it does not automatically mean the book is defective. Often it just means the player has read that book before, and all you need to do is hold down the rewind button until you hear the beginning of book announcement. If the book still skips to the end, then it is defective. Please do not share books with other users. Each book is barcoded and checked out to you specifically, and our circulation system waits for you to return books you are finished with before you get new ones. If someone is interested in a book you are reading, give them the book's DB number and tell them to contact us to request it. Talking Books closures. Talking Books will be closed on the following holidays: May 28th for Memorial Day, July 4th for Independence Day, and September 3rd for Labor Day. Remember that holidays create mail delays for both incoming and outgoing books. Be sure to get any book requests in several days ahead of these dates to improve the chance of receiving those books before holidays. This ends our Spring 2018 newsletter. Thank you, and have a great day. This newsletter is available in large print, audio, braille, or on our website at www.ortalkingbooks.org. Contact Talking Books if you would like to change the format you currently receive. Any mention of products and services in Staying Connected is for information only and does not imply endorsement.